This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Two native Texans who met while working in San Francisco have a new restaurant in East Austin celebrating what they call imaginative hill country cuisine with local produce, pasture-raised meats, wild fish, and sometimes fried chicken. So what is this place, and is it worth checking out? Well, Austin-American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom has been dining there, and he joins us with his take on Pitchfork Pretty. Hello, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
What is hill country cuisine?
You know, that is a good question. I've been going to the hill country my whole life, so I'm pretty familiar. So when I saw hill country cuisine, I was a little worried that it was just marketing jargon run amok. I mean, there's plenty of food in Central Texas in the hill country, cabbage, peaches, lamb, beef, goat cheese, and quail. And I didn't know that there was a cuisine per se, so I was a little nervous going in, but those fears quickly abated.
Is it like comfort food, Americana, Texana type of thing?
I would say it's Texana. It's really thoughtful in this regard. So we're not talking chicken fried steak, but one of the first courses I had, which was this really beautiful, almost looks like a pearl, a pickled quail egg, and it's served in like this throne of crispy leeks that are dusted with hot paprika. That's delicious. They have pimento cheese, which kind of feels run-of-the-mill, but it was studded with these embered chilies, and they serve it with this whole wheat crackers that were almost sweet, almost like cookies, which really showed the strength of the baking program. They do beef jerky, and they covered it with one of my favorite condiments, habanero jelly, and then flecked it with roasted peanuts. So those kind of things. I guess, you know, country food, I guess you could call it.
And then what's the ambiance like? I noticed on their website they say it's in an A-frame type building.
Yeah, you know, there's big exposed beams, kind of, you know, stable-style beams. There's also white brick. There's pickled jars, you know, preserves and pickling going on, so you have a little bit of that country feel. There are these cloud-like geometric linen light fixtures that hang down. It's stylized but fairly subtle, and it's not too over the top, so it gives you a sense of country but also kind of a sense of sophistication and a little bit of a nod to Mexico as well.
And those price points on their menu suggest it's maybe a special night out kind of place, not an everyday dining place for most people.
Once you start adding things up, you get a few of those snacks I mentioned early on, maybe some appetizers and the entree. You might be looking at about $40 a person before a drink and before tax and tip, and their cocktails are good. You can also skip in there early. They do morning service as well.
Oh.
I think it's 7:30 to 11 or 11:30. They do breakfast sandwiches on house-made potato rolls and also really excellent bagels, these everything bagels that are kind of salty and seeded, lightly toasted, just the right balance of crunch and airiness. So if you want a taste of what the restaurant does, you can get one of their homemade bagels with some in-house cured fish for one of their breakfast sandwiches.
And they emphasize fried chicken, and it seems like there's been so many fried chicken places opening in Austin. Is this unique in some way?
Well, you know, when I saw the menu, and it is kind of centerpiece there, they do a half chicken. You can get it barbecued or fried. And I thought, Austin needs another fried chicken joint about as badly as we need another vape shop. So I was a little worried, and then I tried it, and it was fantastic. It was some of the best, if not the best, fried chicken I've ever had, at least the best I've had this year. It is brined with this habanero vinaigrette, so it's got this stinging kind of zip to it, and it was fantastic. So I take it all back. I take back my worries and my fears. Bring on the fried chicken.
Anything you didn't like about Pitchfork Pretty?
Not really. I guess there's a nit I could pick about a roasted pork dish that was served with red onion and pineapple, but I mean, it was... No, there's not much I didn't like about it. From the cornbread to the lemon icebox pie, the service was super friendly. It's a great new restaurant.
The restaurant is Pitchfork Pretty at 2708 East Cesar Chavez near Pleasant Valley. You can read Matthew Odom's full review of this in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman or right now at austin360.com. Matthew Odom is the Statesman's restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.
Thank you.